Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Anya Kerr here, sitting in for Claire. One of the outstanding writers of modern times. That was how President Michael D. Higgins described the author Edna O'Brien, who has died at the age of 93. Edna O'Brien's first six novels were banned in Ireland, and the writer herself later recalled her mother's reaction to her literary debut, The Country Girls.
She said, "Well, Edna," and I can hear her voice still saying it, "paper never refused ink." That was her way of saying, "You have disgraced us."
I'm joined now by Sinead O'Shea, the writer and director of a forthcoming documentary called Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story. Sinead, we heard her mother's response there. Tell us how you first came about the readings, the writings of Edna O'Brien.
Well, actually, I always feel a bit ashamed of how late I came to Edna's work. It was only about 10 years ago, and I had to interview her for an American magazine. And I'd always been told, I think, that, you know, she was quite frothy and she was writing about an Ireland of another age, and that there was something a bit archaic about her. And then I read Country Girls, her first book, and, you know, it's just an extraordinary book. Still, it was published in 1960, and still it has this amazing effect. It's very hypnotic, very funny, very fresh, very deft about a number of big, serious themes that are still relevant to Ireland today.
Yeah, it's fresh, isn't it? Because some of the themes we saw then in 1960 is still relevant here in modern Ireland today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a beautiful study of a toxic female friendship. It's got a lot to say about sexual awakenings, inappropriate older men, the bartering, I guess, in the sexual economy that takes place. Very, as I say, deft, very funny. It's a great, great book.
And she went on to write many, many books, but we know the first six were banned in Ireland. Her writing did become more political over time, and her 2019 novel Girl was written from the perspective of a girl kidnapped by Boko Haram. Tell us about that and your own engagement with it.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. So she began writing, I suppose, from a younger Irish female perspective, and she became more experimental as she moved along. And then in the early 90s, she began to write more overtly political book, I guess, maybe reflecting her changing circumstances. She wrote a series of what's now called the State of the Nation novels, which were about Ireland in the 1990s. And then eventually evolved to write Little Red Chairs, which is about a Serbian warlord on the run who comes to Ireland, and then finally Girl, which is about what happened to those Nigerian schoolgirls. So it's an amazing shift in style over the years.
Yeah, and generating different debate because of the controversies in real world, and trying to kind of convert that into literature. And you, over the last year, Sinead, you had the pleasure of meeting her, filming with her, and learning about all of that back catalogue. What did you learn about Edna?
Oh my God. She's an extraordinary person. I cannot overstate this. She's very funny, very charismatic. I can't help but use the present tense still. Very interesting. She was very committed to making this film. She felt she had to right a lot of wrongs. She was treated very badly at times throughout her career, so I think that was one motivation. She shared her diaries with me, which were in an archive in Emory College in Georgia, America, and directed me to the most naked parts, her words. I think I learned an awful lot about Edna. But on the other hand, yes, can you ever know the totality of a person?
And given that she wanted to be an active participant in this, maybe the final narrative, the final legacy, given, you know, she lived in a country that at times misunderstood her and it was incredibly critical of her. Where do you think she had landed out in terms of her own legacy, her own sense of self. Was that clear by the end of making this documentary?
Yeah, it's an interesting journey for her. I think she would say she made some misjudgments herself along the way. I think she feels she was very cruelly treated at times. I think overall, and it might sound a little trite, but I suppose she has just died. She was so committed to writing, and I think that's something that's overlooked, you know, because there was just so much written and said about her, and, you know, the celebrity friends and the kind of glamorous lifestyle. You know, she wrote 34 novels and books of nonfiction and short stories. She was a complete workaholic. She wrote every day. All she wanted to do was write every day. To the very end, she wanted to write. She was still talking about writing. She was trying to finish a book. So I think possibly the truest thing you can say about her is that she loved writing more than anything.
Okay, well, we look forward to your documentary, Sinead O'Shea, writer and director of Blue Road, the Edna O'Brien story, back after these.
Text 51551, today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.